Welcome to the Zelda Puzzle Pod Quest. It's February of 2026. When we left our hero, it was February of 2025.
It's been a long journey to get to this point.
I guess.
It takes a while to get to the castle.
I imagine that what we're skipping over is like a boss rush of just repeating all the bosses from the first six dungeons.
Okay.
That was fun. Wasn't it fun? It took 2 months to fight each boss a second time.
I'm tired.
We were doing some kind of challenge run where we had to only use the bug catching net to beat every boss.
So I don't know how much we decided on you listened to the last episode, right? How much did we explain about what we were going to do next?
I don't think we explained anything about what we were going to do next. I think if memory serves, when I re-listened to it last week, we left off having completed the alligator temple and then immediately got off microphone and schemed, and then did not give any of that to the player. Audience member. I like to think of you all as the players of this game. You, the listener to this podcast.
The player who doesn't control anything. Man. Or even see anything.
It must be so frustrating.
Somebody there with a puzzle solution just like mad in their car. Go right.
Well, we don't even know entirely what we're doing today. And that's very so exciting to me.
Well, let's get into it then and we'll find out what happens. So, at any rate, Link has collected 6 medallions from those 6 levels of the Zelda Puzzle Podquest that you heard before. Now he approaches Ganon's tower and he raises the pendants and they, you know, float in the air and they dispel the web of darkness surrounding the tower, so that Link can go inside there and start the dungeon where he needs to rescue Princess What's-Her-Name. In the dungeon, yes?
I have a point of order, and that it's that I believe originally it was that we were going to Hyrule Castle.
Oh, yeah. Well, it can be Hyrule Castle. I just forgot about that.
I mean, it can be both. I don't know if we hashed this out
Ganon
exactly.
He turned Hyrule Castle into his tower.
Makes sense.
We need another Ganon's tower later or another Hyrule Castle later, this doesn't invalidate anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's all going to make sense in the end.
Yeah.
Should we?
So in
do we need to like review what we've got in our inventory?
That seems wise. Go ahead.
Okay. What I have written here is: we have our sword and shield. We have a lantern of truth. We have a magnet glove. We have an ocarina. And we've learned 2 songs, the Song of Swiftness and the Command Tarantella. We also have a butterfly net. We have a boomerang and a hookshot. We also have a bokoblin mask and a cool gem.
How many hearts do we have?
Oh, we have 9 hearts and 904 rupees.
And did anyone confirm whether we ever found a piece of heart?
I did not go back and listen to all the episodes to confirm this. I don't think so. I think we might have joked about it.
Okay.
I think it was a joke that, like, oh yeah, off screen, maybe we went and got a piece of heart, but we never, like... If we're not... This isn't Zelda Hyrule Field Pod Quest.
Yeah, we're probably not going to find several of them today. So it won't end up mattering. Maybe the listener can write in if we've missed any pieces of heart and let us know.
Oh, yeah. It's smart to say the listener instead of the listeners.
The players.
So what do we see inside the castle tower? We see the big door with 3 keyholes in a triangle formation. And around the hub area are 3 hallways leading to other areas. And there's a blue one and a red one and a green one.
Mm-hmm.
What could this
mean?
That's
what I was imagining as well.
And so which one is Link going to go into first?
Alphabetically, blue would be first.
Okay, then Link goes into the blue one.
Yes, Link likes to go alphabetically. It's easier to remember that way.
Yeah.
Well, the blue one is once you walk into the blue hallway, it turns into a darker, marbly stone hallway with water tastefully streaming down the walls on either side. At the end of the hallway is another door. But before that, in the center of the hallway, is a pedestal with a large statue in the shape of a frog.
Okay. How large is the statue?
It's about as large as Link.
Oh, okay. And is it like blocking the hallway?
No, it's right in the middle. You can walk around it on either side.
Okay. Then Link should get up close to the statue and inspect it.
Okay. Well, it's made out of stone. It's crudely shaped like a frog, a large squat statue with one milky blue eye. The other side only has a hollow socket where the other eye would be.
Oh. Mm.
Okay. What if we play the ocarina in front of it? Just play a random tune. Doodly doo dee doo.
It peps up the mood a little bit, but the frog is just a statue, so obviously it wouldn't do anything.
Okay, I think we can keep walking past this frog.
Okay. Yeah. So you walk down through the doorway at the end of the hall and into a larger, brighter room. You're standing on a low platform on the south side of the room with a few stairs leading down to your left into a large square stone chamber. It's a very large room, and the main feature is a stream which flows through diagonally, splitting the room pretty symmetrically from northwest to southeast. Directly across from you on the north side of the room, you see another small raised platform, like the one you're standing on. And in fact, you see there's a pot over there, just like the one right next to you on this platform.
Hmm.
There's also one thing you notice as you look around. Near each corner of the room is a round button embedded into the floor.
I gotta break that pot open immediately.
Okay, you break the pot open and there's a heart inside.
Yay. Probably needed that.
We don't need later. That. We're at full hearts.
Yeah, maybe. But compulsion.
But good to know.
Okay.
So wait, there's a switch in the floor in each corner, meaning that we have access to at least one of those switches? Probably two?
Yeah, there's... Yeah. On this side of the stream. The stream is... It's too wide to jump across, but it's not super wide.
Okay.
And it doesn't look terribly deep.
We did and establish in the previous episode that Link can tread water.
Yeah, Link can swim in this world, but not too deep water. Also, as you're looking at the stream, you see that right in the middle of this room is a big metal plank, which looks like it's acting like a bridge to the other side of the stream.
Mm.
I need to...
Well, let's go to the button in the southeast corner.
Yes.
And stand on it.
Okay. You stand on the switch, and it clicks down, but nothing else happens.
Okay.
If I get off of the switch, does the switch stay being pushed down?
Nope. It raises back up.
Okay. We're going to have to find some kettlebells or something, or like a pot. Somebody had a pot around, that'd be really useful.
Yeah.
I imagine the same thing happens with the other button that's on this side of the river. Is it like northeast?
Yeah, well, on this side it would be the southwest and the southeast. Could walk over to the other one and step on that one, the same thing happens.
Okay. Establishing parameters.
If I get to the north side and I pick up that intact pot, then can I use that one to weigh down, say, the button in the northwest?
Well, let's give it a try. You walk across, okay. You start to walk across the bridge.
Uh-oh.
But as you do, something hurts you right in the middle of the bridge and you jump back automatically. You've now lost half of a heart.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's kind of a scary thought. We might need hearts this episode.
Yeah, I hope there's some pots, like, in the center room somewhere.
I'll see what I can do. What hurt me?
Can I bring out the lantern of truth and see if there's anything here that we can't see with the naked eye?
Sure. You turn that on. And as you look towards the stream again, you see someone standing right in front of you, right opposite on the other side of the stream. It's a figure wearing a hooded robe and a mask with large empty eyes and a gaping mouth that's standing perfectly still facing you.
Oh, no.
It looks...
Now, hold on. Yeah?
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to try something, so you tell me what it looks like.
It looks like a shy guy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. Cool. Then, okay, so if I walk back to the southeast corner and I point the lantern northwest, do I see the shy guy?
Yes, as you walk over to the corner, you see the shy guy behind you walking to the opposite corner.
Yeah. Okay. And when I weigh down that button in the southeast, does the shy guy weigh down the button in the northwest?
Yes, you hear a click from the other side of the room as well.
Cool.
However, nothing else happens.
The pot that we put on the other one, that did work to weigh it down, correct? Oh, no, we didn't get the pot. Never mind.
Yes, you were interrupted.
Well, maybe we need to try this. Go back to the center platform and mime picking up the pot that was there before Zach broke it.
Okay, you go back over there. The shy guy walks up the stairs to the platform, but does not pick up the pot.
Oh.
It kind of stands there facing it.
I think there's one other piece of the possibly here. You said that the bridge crossing the water was made of metal?
Yeah, it's like a metal plank.
Well, we could magnet glove that and use that to push down one of the buttons, I am willing to wager. But I think that still doesn't give us enough pieces.
Hold on, though. What if, from a distance, we magnet glove the... Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to try it anyway.
Okay.
magnet glove the bridge to be, like, you know, several feet north or upstream from where it is now.
Okay. Can do. It's metallic. It's magnetic. You've moved it a little bit to the left.
Then let's try walking over it now and see if the shy guy tries to walk across the river.
Okay.
To the south.
I hope he doesn't drown. Across the bridge and he splashes into the water and disappears.
No.
Oh. Oh dear.
Was there another exit to this room or was it just the way we came?
It was just the way you came.
I wonder if we leave the room and come back if the room will reset.
You could try that.
I hope so.
Okay. So you walk back across and into the door that you came through. And when you walk back in, the plank is where it was when you first entered, right in the center of the stream.
Yeah.
And the pot is still there to your right. I would say the Lantern of Truth is probably not operational right now. Right? I mean, you walk through the door, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
So then.
What a strange room.
True. So we need to get the pot on one of the two switches that's on this side of the water. And then we could probably magnet glove the bridge to one of the switches on the other side of the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
The opposing one. And then we could walk and stand on the other one on this side of the water and hope that our buddy is back from his trip to the drink and we'll get that last switch for us.
Yeah, that sounds totally reasonable.
I had to close my eyes and think really hard about that for a second. That was really...
So first we pick up the pot and we put it in the southwest button.
Okay, you do so.
Does it weigh down enough to click?
It does.
Great. Next, we want to magnet glove the bridge onto the northeast button.
Okay, you do that and that button clicks. Swamp.
I don't feel like editing in the sound effects into this episode. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll do our own.
Do all the sound effects with my mouth.
Sure.
And now, just for the sake of dramatic effectiveness, I'm going to activate the Lantern of Truth and confirm the presence of Shy Guy.
Yes, you activate the lantern and you see him standing there directly across from you, from the stream. Hello. Staring right at you.
I'm going to... back up into the southeast corner and watch Shy Guy back up into the northwest corner.
You both back up away from each other and you stand on the switches at the exact same time. And as you do so, a chest appears on the north platform.
Okay, wait. So if I get off the button, is it going to go away?
You get off the button and the chest stays where it is.
Great.
Polite.
Then I guess... we have to sacrifice Shy Guy to go across the bridge.
Probably. I'm trying to think of a situation where we wouldn't have to do that, but I'm coming up empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There's a... I have an idea that'll save the Shy Guy. I'm going to get the bridge, and I'm going to... use the D-pad to rotate the bridge so that it's, you know, up and down, right? Like making kind of a fence instead of a bridge, right?
Okay.
And then I'm going to magnet glove it over to the corner where the Shy Guy is standing to fence him in.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Now. Okay. Then when I reposition myself in the room, Shy Guy will just walk into the fence, right?
Yeah, he's just walking around. You can hear some footfalls, but nothing is happening over there that you can see.
So we've desynced our positions.
There we go.
And now it's safe for me to turn the fence back into a bridge. And I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but I'm saying that it's too convoluted to describe out loud the movement that I use to walk across the bridge in such a way that the Shy Guy just walks into the wall for a while.
Okay. I think it's hard for me to imagine, but let's say there is a way to do it. You spend a little while trying to make this. Yeah. You don't want to see this happen again. It was too sad the first time, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Right. You can walk to the other side. He's still like facing the wall, facing the wall, I guess. Yeah, I don't know how that would work. Anyway, you can walk up to that platform.
Just walking close to the river, but not into it, or something.
Maybe there's a little crag I didn't mention on the end of the river.
Jeez, I hope so.
Get stuck in some geometry.
So yeah, you walk up and open that chest, if you like. And inside the chest is a very bright and luminous green pearl.
Yo.
Ooh. We found the green pearl.
We got a pearl. I'll write that down. That's great.
Well, let's make our way out of this room and back into the hallway.
Okay.
And there's that frog that had one pearly blue eye and then an empty socket.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should put the green pearl into the empty socket.
Agreed.
Okay. You put the green pearl into the empty socket and absolutely nothing happens.
Dang.
Oh.
No heterochromia allowed.
Yeah.
What did Zach say?
I said, no heterochromia allowed.
Okay. I couldn't hear what word that was.
That must be what it says on the pedestal. I couldn't read the text.
Okay. Then go back to the central room and use the green pearl to unlock the green keyhole in the big door.
That wouldn't fit, would it?
No, because it's a pearl and not a key.
You don't want to get it stuck in there and not be able to get it out again.
Well, we have a green pearl.
Oh. Yeah. Green pearl. I was thinking if we went into the green hallway, maybe that would be connected.
I think we should do
that. Okay, well, yeah. We can go down the green hallway.
Yeah, let's do it.
The green hallway leads into basically, like, the unfinished basement of the castle.
Ooh.
And you find yourself in a room that is just... It can be another big square room, but half of it has a floor and half of it is bottomless pit.
Scary.
And on the side that has a floor, in the middle of the floor... is a stone sort of square socket. And next to it is a depression that is the size of a pearl.
Well, that seems pretty applicable to what we have here. We could put that pearl in that
socket. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You put the pearl in the little depression next to the socket. But the socket itself remains empty.
Oh, we got half of the deal here. Okay.
Well, we can leave it there for now, though.
Stay there, Pearl. Sure. Don't despawn. So then there's a big pit?
Yes, across the far end of the room is just a big pit. And you can see pretty plainly the wall of the opposing wall over the pit. It's painted to be nice and, you know, solid white without the seams of, you know, different blocks or bricks. It's one big white expanse on the wall.
That makes me want to look at it and with the Lantern of Truth and see if there's anything we're not seeing.
The Lantern of Truth, this is neat. It sheds a beam that is like, it has the exact same aspect ratio as the opposing wall. So it's like a projector that fits the opposing wall perfectly, Whoa. But not while you're holding the lantern.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like too high.
It's too high? So we have to put it
down?
Yes,
when it's in your hand, yeah, you have to...
Should we put it in that socket? Yes. Does it fit in there?
It looks like it's the right size for that socket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that would hold the button on too, so it wouldn't turn off automatically.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to that.
Okay, so you put the Lantern of Truth in the socket, and the opposing wall is lit up, and shadows appear.
Ooh.
Now, let me see. Okay, from left to right. There is a... Let me go from right to left, actually.
Whoa, okay.
Right to left. There is a large vase, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But to the left of that vase is a pit, which is communicated by being, you know, like the shadow floor drops out to meet the top of the actual bottomless pit. To the left of that is the shadow of a hyena, looking very mean. To the left of that is the shadow of a squirrel. And to the left of that is the shadow of a boy with a pointy hat, and it's Shadow Link, and he waves at you from the wall.
Ah!
Hello.
Wave back.
Hello?
What?
I wave
back. Oh, yeah, wave back. Good job. So there's a lot of waving going on. So to recap, from left to right, Link, squirrel, hyena, pit, vase.
Okay, got it. If I move about the room, does Shadow Link also move?
He kind of like walks in place.
Okay.
To be like, yeah, I see what you're doing, but I'm staying here for the moment.
Wow. I wonder if we have to communicate with him.
You should go get that
with
vase.
With words or in some other way. The vase?
So, Shadow Link makes a big show of looking across the shadow play scene and seeing, like, there's a hyena and a pit in between that are blocking his progress to the vase.
Mm. Fair enough. So I guess the squirrel is not a problem.
Seemingly.
No, the squirrel is just kind of around.
Can we wave at the squirrel? Does it react?
You can. Though squirrel does not react.
Okay, fair enough.
Am I able to... The way I'm picturing this is I'm going to, like, lay on the dungeon floor and, like, okay, get my hand... there's probably... It's on the floor, so I'm trying to think of a way I could use my fingers to try and, like, manipulate the shadow image that is appearing on the far wall.
Ooh.
But I don't...
Just a second.
The physical layout is not working in my head right now, though.
You're going to do shadow puppets?
Basically.
You can... put your fingers in front of the thing and make the shadows of your fingers appear in the shadow realm, shall we say. But it's just like huge finger-shaped shadows reaching down from the sky that terrify Shadow Link.
Aw, sorry.
Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe that was
and
bad.
When they go away, he's like, phew!
Bad approach.
So we can't just cover up the hyena.
That's what I was going for.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Are there any settings on this lantern that, like, you know, turn it on halfway?
That would be cool.
Different colored, yeah. I don't know. Wishful thinking.
Is the way that the lantern is, like, inset now, could it be changed to face different walls in the room?
No.
Okay.
The only thing you could do is remove that pearl from its depression.
Oh. Maybe we ought to try that.
Well, you can try that. When you take the pearl out of its slot, a different scene appears.
Whoa.
And now from left to right. Oh, sorry. I have to go from right to left again. So at the far right is a castle wall about 10 feet high. You can see the crenellations along the parapet. And the on top of the parapet, you have the hazy shadow of a force field, like a magical force field. And behind, on the right, to the right of the force field, it's a big barrel. Now, on the ground below the castle, at ground level, is Shadow Link again, and he has a squash.
Like the gourd?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think we should wave at him. Does he recognize us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He probably did the first time.
Yeah.
Does he,
can
like,
we direct him towards... Oh, wait. How does the force field... How is that placed? Like, can he reach the barrel?
Well, first he would have to get on top of the castle wall, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
He's on the ground outside the castle right now. But if you imagine him getting onto the castle somehow, then the force field would be between him and the barrel.
I see. Okay. Now I'm picturing it better.
Can we, like, have conversations with him? Like, say, how's it going, shadow guy?
No, he's a shadow. He doesn't talk.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if he talked or not, so that's okay. That's good.
Whenever you call out to him or try to communicate, like, it's obvious from the motion of his shadow that he's, like, with extreme mime actions, communicating that, yes, I am moving my mouth and responding to you, but he's no content is being conveyed.
Boy, not a lot here. Let's think.
Can we point to the wall and, like, suggest he try to get up there?
Yeah, so he understands your pointing, And so he like walks over to the wall, and then he like makes a big show of like trying to jump onto the wall, but he can't. And he's like tries to climb the wall, but it's too smooth. And then he kind of puts his hands on his hips and he's like, I don't know.
But what if you put down the squash and stand on the squash?
Oh, you want me to put down the squash? And he holds up the gourd for you. And like, he's trying to say, like, he knows what you mean, but he insists on holding the gourd out to you. Desperately trying to convey something with the gourd.
And we can't... No, it's... Okay, that wouldn't work.
We can't reach the wall. We can't, like, try to interact physically with... There's a pit in the way. We can't, like, try to...
Yeah, that's right.
...travel to the shadow realm or anything like that, unfortunately.
Have you tried eating the squash? I shout out to the guy.
So he's going to mime holding the gourd up to his mouth and then recoiling from it in pain, and you see minus half of a heart above his head.
No.
The silhouette of minus half a heart.
Ooh. No good.
And yet he won't drop it.
Maybe you can bury the gourd in the ground and a beanstalk will come up. But he doesn't have a shovel, so that's probably not going to work.
He doesn't have a shovel, which is... There should be a shovel in this game. What do you have?
What do we have? Let's see. Lantern of Truth, which is currently occupied. Can I try
use
hookshot the gourd away from him?
Okay, when you reveal the hook shot, he reveals hold on a second, sorry, he reveals from his pocket a rope.
What?
And there's a big knot tied in the rope, and he kind of shakes it at you.
Is that a shadow hook shot?
I guess so.
Well, it's a rope with a knot tied in it.
What if we show the boomerang to him?
When you show him the boomerang, he says, oh yeah. Well, like, you understand. Mm-hmm. He's not saying anything out loud. He reaches in his pocket and he holds out a tooth. Long, pointy tooth that you can see the shadow of between his fingers.
What?
We should probably test the rest of these items while we're thinking about it. I pull out the magnet glove.
When you pull out the magnet glove, he raises his hands, and a bird flies out of them and flies up out of the field of view.
I need to start writing these down. Hold on.
Can we hold it up again? Does he have infinite birds?
The bird flies back to his hand so that he can do like the same thing again. So it's just the same
falconry glove or something. Boomerang was a tooth.
Long, yes. Pointy tooth.
A fang.
I wrote fang down in my notebook.
Yeah, me too.
I pull out the ocarina.
Hold on. Sorry. Shoot. What is the ocarina? He has a rock to show you in response. Okay. Just a lump of rock. That's a terrible clue.
It's hard to see what that is, but it doesn't look very useful.
One more item, the bug catching net.
When you show him the net, he points to the castle, and then he points at the net, and he's like, net, the castle, the net. I guess the high wall of the castle, the parapet, is what he means.
The net is the castle.
Are these things that rhyme with the things in our inventory? Because you didn't say fang, but we said fang when he brought out the boomerang.
Oh.
And parapet rhymes with net. It can't be a coincidence, can it?
I think you're onto something.
Anything can be a coincidence.
Boomerang bang, hookshot, and knot. Hookshot knot. Because the rope with a knot in it. Falcon glove dove for bird, maybe? I didn't look, you know, but we can't dove. Really tell because it's shadow.
Did it look like a dove? It wasn't a falcon, was it?
It was dove-shaped, sure. Okay.
I don't know birds. And then an ocarina for rock. I'm not going to worry too hard about that one, I think. Okay. Okay, well, now we're getting somewhere. So, what we have out there is he's holding a squash. Oh! It's not... We were using the word gourd. I hold my sword up.
And he holds the gourd up.
There it is.
What? This is even weirder than the first room.
And then the shield. I hold up the shield. Does he point at the force field?
That's right.
Oh, ho. Okay, now what? Do we have to start destroying our own items?
So what's a barrel, then? What do I have that's barrel-ish? Barrel.
A cask?
For the have Pokemon mask. Yes!
Whoa.
I'm waving my arms in the air.
Yeah, what happens if we take out that mask? Is it...
He's going to point at something up on the castle that he shouldn't be able to see, but he knows that it's there.
Right. Somehow he knows things.
Well, he can see you.
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible, I think. Okay, so we have a lot more things we can try now. I see why you didn't want to get rid of that squash.
If I put... Before I put my fingers in front of the lantern.
Yeah?
If I put an item in front of the lantern, say I put that... the mask in front of the lantern to obfuscate its rays.
I don't know. I think all you're going to do is cover up too much of the field of the lantern to be able to see anything.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have all these words, but I don't know what to do with them.
Well, what does Shadow Link need to do?
Presumably get to that barrel. If the barrel's behind a force field, that seems pretty good. So we need to climb this parapet. Which is the net.
Can we, like, mime that we're climbing on our net?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. If you, like, stand the net up on the floor and do the appropriate silly-looking action of pretending to climb up it, Shadow Link will correspondingly climb up the side of the castle. And now he's standing on the parapet.
Okay. Progress.
Lift my shield up and put it to the side to indicate moving the force field out of the way.
That's great. We'll see the wavy shadow of a force field just kind of jump across the scene back down to the ground where it won't bother anybody.
And then what was the last thing? The barrel, the cask. I guess I mime opening the mask.
Okay, so Link pulls the top off of the cask.
Then we reach into the mask.
So when you reach into the into the inside of the mask, you see that there is a red pearl in there that wasn't there before.
In our mask?
And oh, wow.
Shadow Link pulls out the shadow of a girl who was in the cask all along, apparently. And they both wave at you, like, thanks.
Wow.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's Princess Pearl.
Yeah.
I bet. All right. Well, we got this red pearl now.
Okay, write that down.
So we have a choice to make. We could just put the green pearl back in while we're here and see what we can do. Or we could see what we could do with that red pearl first.
I think we ought to put that green pearl back in now that my brain is properly calibrated to figure out
some of the
puzzle.
With fresh eyes.
Perfect. So you put the green pearl in. The scene changes. Now from left to right, there is Shadow Link. There is a squirrel. There is a hyena. There's a big pit. And there's a large vase.
The squirrel is probably the pearl. I hold up a pearl.
So yeah, you, I guess, have to hold up the green pearl and take it out of its slot to do this.
No, I have a red pearl.
The puzzle won't. Oh, if you raise the red pearl, then the girl from before appears in the scene.
Oh.
Okay.
Princess Squirrel.
What if we take out the other pearl? It's gonna change things back.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, leave the green pearl where it is.
Yeah, we need to be able to see this scene.
So a hyena, a pit, and a vase.
Yeah.
Hyena kind of rhymes with ocarina, so I pull my ocarina back out.
So the hyena starts snarling at the squirrel.
What if we play music? Can we play random notes on the ocarina?
Yeah, and the hyena will sing along.
Aww.
In its beautiful hyena voice. Now, Link wasn't able to make sounds, but this part of the shadow is.
Cool.
Yeah, some hyena.
I guess musical notes should be appearing in shadow above the hyena on the wall.
Makes sense.
Nice.
That's better. Yep.
Okay, so maybe we can distract the hyena that way, but now if Shadow Link wanted to walk farther to the right, he would run into a pit, which is not good.
No. Right. Yeah, I'm looking for homonyms and I'm coming up empty for pit.
Well, we could make a rope.
Oh, to cross the pit?
Yeah, would that work?
I think
so. Can we try to pantomime pull up the hook shot, hold up the hook shot, and pantomime throwing it like in the direction of the pit?
Yeah, Shadow Link will kind of toss the, like, very carefully toss it over the hyena, who I am realizing now you can't do this while continuing to play the ocarina. So, no, you can't do both of these at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated. Either
the hyena is ready or, yeah. Anyway, this rope with the knot in it doesn't look like it's going to get across the pit anyway.
Okay. Let me think. Can I hold up the boomerang?
Yeah. Link will show you the thing again.
Can I pantomime attacking the hyena with the thing?
Yes. I'm trying to imagine what happens when this happens. I can't. I think just having a fang isn't going to let Shadow Link stand up to this hyena.
Dang it.
And anyway, you have to attack the ocarina with the boomerang. That's what you were doing, right?
Yeah, yes. We don't want to destroy it.
Oh, wait. I hold up the shield around me.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. then the force field will appear around Shadow Link. Great.
So then he can go past the hyena now, past the ocarina.
Yes, if you jump over the ocarina, then Shadow Link with the shield will jump over the hyena, who's unable to attack him.
Wow.
And now the only thing separating you from that vase is that pit.
I have two ideas. And I don't know if either of them will work.
Well, try the first one first.
No, I'm going to try the second one first. I got more confidence in the
second one. Try the worst one first. Okay.
I want to... Oh, we don't know what the pit is, though. I was going to say I was going to try and use the net to erect a parapet over the pit.
Hmm.
But I don't think that works because we don't know what the pit is. I don't know what that corresponds to in the non-shadow realm. Let's go back to the first one, which is I pull the magnet glove out and summon a dove to carry me across this tiny pit.
Well, the dove can't carry an entire Link across the pit.
Dang it.
It's too small.
Can a dove carry the vase back over? Can I pantomime the...
No, it's a big vase.
Okay. I could start getting into the weirder parts of our inventory. That could be fun.
There's something that the dove can carry.
The dove could carry probably the fang and probably the rope knot.
Yeah, could it carry the rope? That sounds useful, but I don't know if the rope, like, could grab anything.
We could just try
it. I mentioned it already. There's a thing in the scene with you.
Oh. We get the squirrel on its back.
Oh, is the squirrel going to get the vase?
The dove can carry the squirrel.
Okay.
Unlikely animal friends.
There's nothing unlikely about it. They're aligned in cuteness.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right. So we would put a pearl on the... in the glove.
Put the pearl in the glove. That sounds great. Now the dove is carrying the squirrel.
Wow. Okay. Now put the glove on the ocarina.
You want to make
and the now dove... we have a stack of three animals.
I'm afraid the hyena wants to eat the squirrel, though.
Okay. I was afraid of that. Well, maybe the dove could, if we just, like, fly the glove over up high over towards the vase.
There is a problem that the hyena, the dove is laden by the squirrel so much that it can't fly that high above the hyena. So there's another step that needs to be done to protect the animal friends from the hyena.
So if we do the things we did, but in a different order, maybe this will work. So if we go...
Tell us all about it.
We're going to go over to the squirrel. Okay. We're going to put the pearl in the glove.
Perfect. Then the dove is carrying the squirrel. We're going to
hold up our shield to get past the ocarina with the force field. And then...
So the force field is covering... Well, whoever. It's
Put the shield on top of the ocarina.
Yeah, and that, okay, great. Then the hyena is trapped behind the force field. Perfect.
And then we can get up to the pit, but then we... Oh, but we don't know what... Because then we want to try and send the glove holding...
You know what? I screwed up earlier. Vase.
Uh-oh.
Because the vase is something that we mentioned earlier, but I went back to it being the knot. But the vase is something else.
Short vase.
A pot.
Wait, so I hold the hook shot? Oh, the pot?
Yeah. The vase is the hook shot. Because the vase is a pot.
Pot. There it is. Okay. Gosh. There it is. Okay.
Wow, the shadow world. Ever shifting.
It's so murky.
Sorry about that.
So then we put the
glove. Okay, in that case.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, if you were onto something, continue your thought.
So now that we know that, we can do the glove holding the pearl and make it land on the hook shot.
Sure. And then the squirrel and is on the pot.
Can go.
And then the squirrel can break the pot to reveal. Did I have a thing for the? Oh, there's a key in there, and indeed, a key falls out of your hook shot somehow.
Whoa,
weird!
This room is scary.
I don't know.
But we got a key now. There
was
supposed
to be something that rhymes with key. A monkey was in the vase.
Aw. Wow. That's a lot of animal friends.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll win over that hyena too eventually.
Maybe.
Well, I bet that key is for the door in the front room.
That's. I bet that it is too.
We could try it. We should go try it.
Okay. Go back to the main room. Put the green key in the green keyhole. Yep. 1/3 of the dungeon is done.
It's like more like
a rush.
I feel like we're like halfway through.
Yeah, I think it feels about halfway.
Let's hope.
We'll see.
Then next we should try the red room, right?
Yeah, we have a red pearl. It probably goes in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Stands to reason. You go down the red corridor. Eventually leading to a spiral staircase going up.
Whoa.
You go up.
Okay, let's go up the spiral staircase.
You ascend the spiral staircase, and you end up in a hexagonal room.
Oh my gosh, hexagonal?
We did it. We did a hexagonal room, folks. in each of the 6 walls is like an inset display that's like 4 times as tall as Link. And hanging in each is a massive tapestry. Except for the northwest wall, in which there's a statue of a man.
Oh no, a man?
A man.
A man?
We should look at that statue. Why is it different from the other one, the other walls?
It sits like in front of the wall a fair distance. It looks like it is a stern-faced man with an angled features and an outstretched left hand. He has a crown upon his head.
Hmm.
Is it Ganondorf?
No.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I hope we don't run into him.
He's got the kind of a big, like, beard-looking dealy.
Hmm.
I was going to describe colors, but that doesn't make sense because it's a statue.
Hmm.
He's got one arm outstretched with his hand in, like, a cup, and he's got his other arm tucked to his chest.
Hmm.
Well, what about these
chest tuck?
What about the tapestries? What's their deal?
So there's 5 tapestries, 3, 4, 5. Double check in, and they all portray like a scene.
I want to look at the north one.
The north one, you see a Sheikah woman hefting a massive stone boulder, and backgrounded with that, looks to be a stable, with a bunch of happy-looking oxen.
Okay, this is another rhyming puzzle, I bet. Let's look at the northeast one.
The northeast one is a Sheikah woman, leading, a majestic, glowing, beast that you recognize as the Lord of the Mountain.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep going clockwise.
Yeah.
This one looks to be an overhead view of a massive maze. And you feel yourself drawn toward it.
Oh, okay. Am I so drawn toward it that I don't want to look at the South Tapestry?
You can manage to pull yourself away.
Okay.
To see another tapestry of a Sheikah woman riding the back of a massive one-eyed frog creature.
Okay.
Cool. What's the southwest one look like?
The southwest one is a scene of the Sheikah woman bowing in front of a Garuda woman who's being handed, or who is handing to the Sheikah woman, a golden belt.
Cool.
What rhymes with belt?
There's one other thing I forgot to mention that I'm just going to spell out if we're going to go through. This is way up above you, hanging from the roof of this massive room, are a bunch of effigies of birds. Like, suspended on the ropes. Birds. Hmm.
That's nice. Are they nice, or are they scary?
They are a little spooky looking.
Yeah. Okay. How many are there? Are there seven?
There are, like, 24-ish.
Okay. Maybe there's 21.
There was a long pause as Ryan and Zach wondered why Sarah wanted there to be a multiple of seven birds. Sarah, what are you thinking?
Oh, I just thought, I thought originally maybe there was a bird that corresponds with every tapestry, but that would make there be three birds for each tapestry.
There's five tapestries.
It would just be a nice, neat number. What? There's five? I did this last season, too, last year. This bad math. Okay.
Am I right that there's five tapestries?
Yeah, there are five
tapestries.
I was imagining it wrong, and when I look at my map that I drew, I can imagine.
Oh, you got octagons again. Mixed up with hexagons again.
We're going to cut all this, right? No, I drew a hexagon. I drew a hexagon, and then I looked away for a second and imagined an octagon. That's my aphantasia. I have no excuse, really.
I'm drawn to this maze.
Yeah, yeah.
You're drawn to
something
this
else.
Maze.
Another topic.
You find yourself really drawn into it to the extent that you find yourself reaching up to touch it, and as you do
I touch the maze.
Your hand passes through it, and you are drawn in. And now I have to send you a thing. Hold on.
Oh my gosh!
How do I do it? Here we go. This is great audio of me trying to upload an image.
Should we just redo this room for the podcast? Oh wow!
Oh cool!
You've been drawn into a labyrinth, and so we're gonna do an activity.
Oh, okay.
Your goal is to get to the ostensibly center of the maze, which I guess for the listeners, this is a map of specifically Maze Island from Adventure of Link, Zelda 2. And so you have to get to the number 21 that I put on this map.
Okay, that dungeon-looking thing in the Far East.
Mm-hmm. To do this, you're going to move, and you're going to tell me what number you're going to. One at a time.
If we're coming from that bridge, I imagine.
You're starting at 26.
On the left.
Okay.
Yeah, starting at 26 sounds good.
Yeah. So, okay, go.
Let's go to 28.
There we go. Okay, where do you go next?
Sarah?
27.
I guess I didn't describe that it's you move point to point no matter what the distance is.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
So these are intersections, yeah.
Okay. 25.
Okay.
29.
No, we can't 29. Get there from 29. Go back to 25.
25. You could go 29 from 25.
You can go to 29, but if you continue to 22, you can't get across the river.
Correct.
So don't do that, Sarah. Go back to 25.
I won't do it again. This time I'll go to 23.
Thank you. Then to 19.
Then you 19.
I want to go to 18, but I want to go to the left instead of straight ahead.
Oh, the long way around?
Yeah, the long way.
I feel like that's really valid.
It depends on what the trick to this is. Then a short jaunt to the north is 15.
And there's a dead end toward 16, and I'm really curious what's there, so let's go there.
Okay, after we found out what was in the dead end, go back to 15.
There's and nothing at the dead end. Oh, gosh, hold on. So, okay, hang on.
Okay.
What is going on?
When you go back to 15, a terrible horned beast approaches you.
Oh, no.
And whisks you out of the dungeon, just hefts you out entirely of the tapestry, just dumps you out of there.
Okay, we're not doing that again. That was too scary.
What is this puzzle? This is so strange.
There's a
maybe it got mad at us for retracing our steps.
We did that already. I bet it was starting somewhere and going towards us. Maybe it started at the end point. It started somewhere.
Okay, smart. Yeah.
But we don't know where it started. We have to find it.
Well, let's take
this
terrible the same
audio. I'm realizing this is really fun for us, but this is not particularly compelling.
Well, we can just share the image with people.
Yeah.
People who aren't driving can look at it.
Yeah, don't look if you're driving.
Okay. Folks. Well, so let's start out again. 26, 28, 27, 25, 23, 19, long way around to 18, 15, and then up to 9.
Okay, hold on. That was a lot of moves.
Wait, did we make the aside to 29 this time, or did we just go straight?
I didn't include the aside to 29.
Okay, I think that's what did us in.
So you're essentially two moves ahead of what you were before then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Then that means this. So where did you say you were now? You're at 9?
I think we're at 9 now.
Okay.
So then 8.
When you get to 8, you notice from back down south of you, you see the terrifying creature in the distance.
All right, we're running north. We're going to 7.
Yeah.
I think at this point you have it.
Oh, we do?
Maybe. Yeah, we do.
Well,
going up to 2.
No, not to 2.
Oh.
What are you doing? Sarah, you're killing us.
I just want to run away from it. Okay, we're going to 11 after that.
And then 11, and then 21, right?
Congratulations, you managed to sidestep the terrible Taros beast and make it to his inner sanctum, where there is a tree that bears a golden apple.
Yeah. Ooh, eat it.
You're not in the mood.
Okay, yeah. I ate before we came.
Yeah, you ate before the dungeon.
Yeah, that's what we did for a year, basically.
But then the massive bull beast catches up to you and throws you in the river, which shooshes you out of the tapestry.
Okay.
Well, that went better.
But you still have that golden apple.
Oh, cool.
I wonder if the statue would enjoy holding that apple.
Yeah, I say give the apple to the statue.
You place the apple in the statue's outstretched hand. Suddenly, that statue arm pulls in and pulls up to its chest.
The old chest pull in.
There and it then is it again.
Extends its right hand out. And clasped in that right hand is a blue pearl, I believe.
Yeah,
okay. Double checking colors suddenly because I'd forgotten to remember which color it was. The blue pearl.
Cool. Let's take that and put it into our inventory.
Yeah.
And then we still have that red pearl we could trade.
Yeah, give the red pearl to the king.
The red pearl is placed into the hand. That hand really creepily retracts. That horrible sound of stone just, like, grinding on itself. And then that statue begins to move to the side.
The old statue moving to the side trick.
Which reveals a door. Flanked by some reliefs on the side.
Phew!
Reliefs? What kind of reliefs?
Some kind of terrifying dragon creature.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Is there a lion?
No.
Is the door open? Or is it a closed door?
It is currently closed.
I think we should slowly try to open it.
Yes.
And see what's behind it.
The door creaks open. And you see that the door leads outside to a bridge.
Oh, cool.
You can see the gloomy night sky above with, like, the ominous red clouds. The bridge leads some distance away, and it's kind of, the light's not so good, so you can't quite see, but it looks like there's some other kind of tower or building that it extends to.
Okay.
I guess we should start making our way over there.
Yep.
I hope for the best. Hope this thing holds up.
Okay. As you get closer, you realize there's something sitting at the center of the bridge. And it begins to stir to life with that same kind of horrible stone grinding sound that you heard before. And it is a effigy of a three-headed dragon.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it starts breathing fire and ice at you.
Oh, no.
Oh, cool.
Not a friendly dragon. Okay, we should run away.
You were able to successfully run away because it doesn't seem like it's all that agile.
Okay, what can
this
we
must
do?
Must be a strong bridge.
Maybe we could...
Wait, you said this was a three-headed dragon?
That's correct.
So it was like, were all the heads spitting fire and ice?
No.
Or...
Oh. One of the heads was spewing fire. One of the heads was spewing ice. The center head wasn't spewing anything.
Oh, maybe we can talk to that one. Yeah. Talk our way out of this. Maybe that one would see reason.
Yeah, can we go back and get close enough to... As close as we can get without getting breathed on?
Yeah, maybe hold up the shield.
Shield could do a good job here.
Employ your shield to block the fire and the ice as you're getting closer, and that seems to be working out pretty okay. You get close enough. I was, like, pulling my arm out to, like, suss out how far. Close enough that you're, like, within, like, spitting distance of the dragon when the center head perks up and then zaps you with lightning, and then you drop your sword and lose half a heart.
Oh, no. Off the bridge?
Half a heart.
Not off the bridge, just in front of you, just inconvenience.
Okay, can we pick them up, or are we going to get hit with
you can
more
pick
stuff?
Up.
Okay, pick them up. So I don't think we can talk our way out of this.
No. Maybe we could boomerang some of those heads from a safe distance.
Sure. You throw your boomerang, you do the cool Wind Waker thing where you highlight all three heads and bop, bop, bop.
Tink, tink, tink.
And they are momentarily stunned.
Stunned now long
can
enough
we
for
say,
me to
please.
Sword them to death?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can start swording them to death.
Yeah, sword, sword, sword.
You attack all three heads. Let me run through this in my head to see exactly what happens. The
spin attack.
You spin attack. You beat all three heads. The center head, the one that shot lightning, is kaput. But from the stumps of the other two,
oh no,
two more heads emerge. So now there are two fire heads and two ice heads.
Hmm.
And they start attacking you again.
Hmm.
I think we're supposed to crush them. Sarah, did you recognize those tapestries?
No.
Those were labors of Hercules.
Oh, but
with
okay.
a Sheikah lady doing them in Zelda Land.
I think that's what threw me off. But now it's all starting to add up.
So, am I allowed to look up how to beat the Lurnian Hydra?
We'd have to run away first.
Oh yeah, run away.
It's still pretty easy to run away from this thing. It's just hard to get. It just takes up so much of the bridge, you know. You could try looking that up, though. I don't know if
it might involve a big rock that we don't.
Greek mythology method might not be simpatico with Legend of Zelda method.
Yeah. Plus, we'd have to like go back to town and go to the library. It'd take a while.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what can we do instead? Yes.
Did we use the boomerang? And the boomerang was strong against lightning, perhaps. Maybe we need to use a different weapon for a different kind of head.
Okay.
What if we try using the hookshot?
Yeah.
On the fire heads.
You can hookshot a fire head, which stuns that head.
Okay.
Now, should we take our chances and hookshot an ice head, or is that...
Yeah, do it.
Just going to create new problems. Okay, let's do it.
You hookshot an ice head, it also stuns that head. Seemingly,
okay.
The boomerang and hookshot will stun heads, but that seems to be it.
Okay.
We
might have to...
While the heads are stunned, get in between them so that when they wake up, they shoot at each other.
Oh, I like this. Okay. This is the
kind of
thing.
I have to boomerang all four at once. Ding, 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 ding.
See, this is where we're not actually doing like a actual play tabletop thing, but this is the kind of thing where if we were doing a tabletop thing, I'd be like, ooh, that's cool. I'm going to make you roll for something for it, but I like it. To create
cool.
tension. No, I'm going to say this works, though. Yeah, you turn the heads upon each other, and the fire and ice clash with each other, and all the heads are kaput.
Wow.
Yay.
And it poofs out of existence.
Now
into a pile
it can't
of,
see us, and we
dust.
Can just... Oh, okay.
So good job.
Ooh, how many hearts do
My
we have
apologies
now?
To the intended solution.
You only lost half a heart because you're very good at avoiding attacks.
Okay. And then...
So we're down to 8 out of 9?
I think so.
Shadow Link lost half a heart, but that's not you.
Yeah, that's someone else. Okay, cool.
Well, let's continue across the bridge.
Yeah.
You cross the bridge and find another creaky looking door.
Yeah, I gotta slowly open that one too.
It creaks open, revealing an octagonal chamber this time.
Okay, so that's one with 6 walls.
The
I was
biggest
hoping we could just forget about that.
At the center, I'm doing this because I was also screwing this up on previous episodes too, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
There's another giant statue of a person, but this time it's a badass looking Sheikah lady. holds a big sword. In front of her is a chest. Above her, like mounted in the wall, is a giant frog skull.
Oh, cool.
Can we open the chest?
Yeah, let's just open the chest.
You open the chest with much fanfare and find a red key.
Okay.
Hooray. I also want to take a look at that frog skull, though.
It's real big.
Hmm. Could it be foreshadowing?
I think the frog represents the Kerberos because the fox in Tears of the Kingdom is like the guardian of the underworld. Zach, am I on base?
I think you're on base a little bit.
Huh. There's like a frog motif in this place.
I know, I was very excited when the other frog
doesn't rhyme with anything.
It's the frog temple. Well, is our work here done?
I guess. Congratulations to Sheikah Hercules on doing all those cool things.
Yeah.
But it's my time to shine now.
Yeah.
Link, the key getter.
Yeah, we should make sure that key also goes to the door in the middle of the castle.
Yeah. Let's go. Did we put the other key in the door? I forget.
We put the green key in, yes.
Let's put that red key in.
Cha-chunk, that's the sound of the key going in.
Nice. Well,
now we just need a yellow key, and we're good.
Does the door open yet? Nah.
We better go back down the blue hallway.
Okay.
To meet the blue frog statue with the eye socket.
Yes, the statue with one blue eye.
And insert the blue pearl into the eye socket.
It fits perfectly into the eye socket, and as you fit it into place, the statue moves to the side with a loud rumble, revealing a ladder leading downward.
Ladder, 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 ladder.
Let's go down.
Yeah.
Okay, you start to descend the ladder, and you feel a little funny. Your perspective is almost changing. Like you can kind of see what it would look like from the side of this very tall and thin space. It's an underground cavern with some crumbling ledges hanging from the walls, some of which have fallen into the rocky pits below. You descend to the bottom of the ladder, jump onto one of the ledges, and you see something moving on the ground below. It's a Goomba. Oh, it's actually two Goombas. There's one in each of two pits walking among the spikes on the floor. Okay. And as you look around, you see another ladder on the other side of the room.
All right.
I don't have the rock's feather to jump on these Goombas.
Hmm. Yeah, have we been jumping very much?
I think we try, but I don't think it's been very successful, but maybe it'll work this time.
Link is going to get a running start and then jump on those Goombas to get across the pits.
Okay. It's going to work. Walk to the very end of the room and then start running on the platform. Jump, land directly on its head, bounce up, and jump on the other one, and then you bounce higher than you would have imagined back up onto the other platform on the other side of the room. That was really cool.
That's so satisfying.
So now you're on a very similar platform with a ladder leading up.
Okay, let's climb up that ladder.
When you climb up, you emerge into an overgrown courtyard. You've got the same sky overhead with a dark, but still visible, but dark, very dark and foreboding. There are a lot of plants here, dying plants mostly. To your left is an unkempt garden. On the right is a muddy-looking pond surrounded by messy shrubs. And then right in the centerpiece of this courtyard, is a sprawling tree with a massive trunk and some dead leaves still hanging to the outer branches.
I want to climb the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks fun. So you can climb this tree. It's got, it's climbable. It's a climbable object. You start to climb up a little bit, and in one of the lower branches, you see a crow's nest. You know it's a crow's nest because there's a giant crow standing above it on another branch, right, looking down at you suspiciously.
That's fun.
I tip my pointed hat at the crow as I'm climbing up.
It keeps staring at you.
Okay. Let's keep climbing. Like, is there a top we're climbing toward? Well, let's climb to the top.
Yeah, you can climb all the way up. It's sort of a sprawling tree. It's wider than it is tall. So you've got a good look at the grounds below. You can actually see into the nest now too. And it has several eggs inside, which explains why the crow is suspicious of you. But you also see something shiny in there.
Okay. Is it rupees?
It looks like it is metal.
Oh, is it an improved hookshot?
This hookshot has a new feature. we have a lot of utility items for getting things from a distance, I'm realizing, which is pretty fun. It makes sense that in a puzzle situation, that's kind of what we would go towards.
Mm.
So we kind of have, like, dealer's choice of how we want to handle the situation, I think. I think I'm going to employ the bug-catching net to try and scoop that object out of the nest, and hilarity is going to ensue.
Oh, that there are a lot of options, huh? Okay, you climb a little closer and closer to the nest. The crow doesn't make any moves, so you pull out the net and start to swipe around at the nest.
This is going
to
go great.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's pretty hard to do, and as you're hitting around with the net, the eggs start to spill out of the nest. They roll in all directions. The crow gets super mad. The crow does not like this at all. It swoops down and grabs at the eggs. It can't grab them. It grabs the key instead, and it's dive bombing you now. You've just lost half of a heart.
Oh, no.
We're losing so many hearts. This is great. Well, I think I bungled that one a little bit.
Okay. what else was in this area? There's the garden and stuff. There's an overgrown garden.
Yeah. There's a muddy pond.
Let's real quick, like, inspect from up high. Let's inspect the garden and the pond a little more and see if they contain vital clues.
You can look around. There's just dead plants everywhere, and it's hard to see anything from up here, especially when there's a crow trying to attack you. You do see one of the eggs on the ground right below the tree, though.
Okay, magnet glove that egg.
You get out the magnet glove, and you try to magnet it, but it's not made of metal. Meanwhile, the crow dive bombs you again.
Oh, no.
Now we're down to, what, 7 hearts?
7 out of 9.
Oh, jeez. Let's quickly try and get that egg back before we do anything else. Hop down off the tree, grab that egg, balance it on my nose, climb back up, and gently put it into the bird's nest.
Well, when you climb down and pick up the egg, which you can do, the crow continues to attack, and it won't let you back up into the tree.
Well, that's a problem.
Okay, play the Song of Swiftness.
Okay, you play the Song of Swiftness, and the crow is now slowly dive-bombing you.
Okay, I get out of the way to be safe from attacks, and I am fast enough now to put the egg back and get the key while I'm at it.
Well, the crow is holding on to the key.
Oh.
And you're not fast enough still. It's able to thwart you. It's standing in front of the nest. It doesn't want you anywhere near that nest. Because it saw what you did.
I think it's time to employ the magnet glove to try and wrest the key away from the crow.
Yeah.
when you do that, it wiggles a little bit in the clasp of the crow, but you can't actually pull it out of its very strong talons.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay, I have an idea.
It's a very big crow. Okay.
Go back down the ladder.
Okay, you're now safe.
Great.
And
put on the bokoblin.
There are Goombas down there, though. You're putting on the mask?
Yeah.
Okay.
Climb back up.
Uh-huh.
The crow doesn't recognize me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not attacking anymore.
Okay. Is the... has it relinquished the key back to the nest?
No, it's now sitting atop the on the same branch above the nest, but it's still holding on to the key.
Okay. Is that egg back in its place?
You can put it back.
What do you think we should do?
I feel like last time we tried to grab the egg, the bird got mad, but also that was after I had dumped the nest out, essentially, so maybe it'll go good this time?
Before we do anything else, let's, dredge the pond and poke around in the garden so that we aren't missing the vital clues.
Probably.
Okay, what do you want to do exactly?
I want to stick my sword around in the pond and wave it back and forth until it hits something.
Okay, you wave it around in the muck, and you do hit something in there.
Oh.
Mm. What is it?
You can't tell. It's too
muddy.
I'll
roll up my sleeves and I'll reach down in there.
You reach down into the pond and ow.
Oh my gosh. Not another half of a heart.
Yeah, another half of a heart, yeah. Oh it's my gosh. It's like, it's real old, poisony water.
Oh, it's old and poisony.
Yeah, so now six and a half.
Jeez.
You know the water I mean.
Yep.
It hurts you when you touch it.
Can I try to magnet glove something out from the bottom of the water? We've done that in Breath of the Wild. That's possible.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. You use the magnet glove and you point it towards the thingy, but it apparently is not magnetic.
Hmm. Well,
what a hook
can
shot.
I
shoot my hookshot at it.
Much more simple than what I was going to say.
You shoot the hookshot a few times and you don't really hit it. It seems like kind of awkward to try to do that when you can't see what you're aiming at.
Okay.
That is fair.
Here's what it is. Take off my shield. Use magnet glove to use the shield to literally dredge the bottom of the pond to scrape or scoop up whatever that thingy is.
Okay, fair enough. You wave your shield around in the water, scoop it towards you, and pull out a crow's egg.
Ooh.
It's about the size, same size as your butterfly nut.
Well, no, shut
Arwe
up.
Arwe was better. Arwe was better. It's fine.
No, it was. Yeah, it was. Worked great.
How about that garden? I want to go poke around in the garden.
Okay.
And kind of look underneath some... I'm just kind of poking at the dirt a little bit and see if there's anything hanging out.
Okay. You can poke around in the garden. It's very overgrown and hard to see what might be deeper in, but you don't really see anything from the surface.
We could,
there's a lot of bushes and overgrown grass and stuff.
I have a gourd that can take care of this problem. so I start cutting down some bushes with my sword.
Yeah, that makes sense. You cut a bunch of the bushes and the weeds from the garden, and actually there is a little hole that you see in there in which is an egg has fallen into
an
the hole.
Egg. Is in
so
the
you
hole.
Have a few of the eggs now.
Okay.
Okay. Then so I guess... very carefully and politely present the eggs to the crow. Mr.
Okay.
Crow. Or maybe I should play the Song of Swiftness first and then put the eggs in the nest while
safety
before
first.
It has a chance to react.
Okay. Yeah, you climb up as quick as you can with the song activated. The crow is still not too suspicious of you. It sees the eggs and it sees you put them in. And it drops the key as it flies down to the nest to check on its eggs. The key now falls to the ground
below. Awesome.
Yes.
let's get the heck out of here with the key. Let's
go back through the goober
with
room.
The key, okay. Yeah. Looks the same as the other keys.
Well, correlation doesn't imply causation, but I will put the key in the blue keyhole and turn it. And it works, because I am both player and dungeon master in the central room. And that means that the big door opens, and there's the big spiral staircase going up to the top of the castle tower. I need to take a break before we go on to the next thing. Do you want to end this episode?
We could. I don't know how much longer the next thing is, though.
Then would the next episode be, like, we're the boss and the after show?
The boss, yeah.
Okay, and then talk like about that. What we've done as an after.
And,
yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
we can do it tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
We just have a chance to... Okay, so stop recording.
Oh, end of the episode. Okay.
All right. Stop recording.
What a bad ending.